everybody, and welcome to Savvy Tidbits. So here I am in Central Park. I found this little pond. Well, I know about the pond. It's my secret little pond area in Central Park at about probably 103rd Street, just inside the park. It's clearly, as you can hear from the other voices around, not a secret at all. However, there are ducks and beautiful reflections of trees, and it's a sunny day, and I'm here sitting on a rock enjoying the beautiful, beautiful weather. Today, I'm going to talk about personal style. Now, I am not saying in any way that I am some kind of maven or style leader, really, in any sense. However, I've started to go through my clothes, and since Deborah and I are both pretty good at finding things on sale, we do have probably more clothes than we need. We're not shoe crazy, although Deborah just bought all those shoes. But anyway, generally, we're not shoe crazy. In fact, I am wearing running shoes now that have holes in them and probably should have been relegated to the trash a long time ago. However, I am moving, at least temporarily, to Montreal. I'm not sure where I'll end up, but I am trying to pare down and streamline my clothes somewhat. And through doing that, I've started to muse this morning on personal style. So as I said, personal style, my opinion. First, I do not read fashion magazines. Yes, I'm in New York. Yes, I look at them when I'm buying things at the checkout now and then. But I don't feel that couture fashion, I don't feel that that kind of fashion is relevant to my life in any way. Yes, I know most of the clothes we buy in non-fashionable stores are some kind of watered down version of couture designs. However, everyone has their own personal style, and I guess what I'm getting at here is I thought I would try to define mine, or rather what I'd like mine to be, because let's be honest, I am one of those people, and some of you, I hope you're not, but if you are someone like me, you have a few, say, really nice sweaters, but you don't wear them, because if you wear them, they might be ruined, and then you won't have them anymore. So instead, you wear that ratty sweater that you meant to throw away, but somehow it got back in circulation, or you gave to Deborah, and she gave back to you. So I am one of those people who don't wear my good clothes, because I don't want them ruined. Right now, I am wearing a pair of pants that have these weird checks on them that probably should go to the circus. Deborah and I both started singing circus music when I put them on. However, they were there, and I was just going walking in the park. And the sweater was new last year. However, I caught it when I was flying up to Thompson to sing. I wore it on the airplane, and there was exposed Velcro on the seat in front of me. It caught on the sweater, and the sweater all of a sudden went from new and daring to wear my new sweater to it's already seen better days, even though those better days were about the hour before I boarded the plane. So I am not, oh, and I'm wearing those running shoes. It's all blue. I don't know why I look like a blueberry by a lake, sitting by a lake like a blueberry. However, just because I'm not following what I'm about to give as advice doesn't mean that you shouldn't. And I'm hoping to define a personal style soon. I've noticed with a lot of people that they seem to have one style, and maybe it's their high school style, maybe it's what they wore when they were 25, I don't know, but people seem to generally have a style to which they adhere. And for me, I will fully admit, cardigans. I love cardigans, little button-up cardigans, mostly black with a colorful cami underneath. For me, cardigans make Melanie happy. I love cardigans. I think I look good in cardigans. Deborah, though, I learned the other day, does not like cardigans, which is great because she gave me a bunch of her cardigans. However, I don't know that that is the personal style. I don't know if it's a style that reflects my character and whether or not you like clothes. And I do. I like clothes. I'm not, as I said, I don't really care what is in fashion, but I do like dressing up. Clothes are like a costume. So every day you're putting on a costume. And as a friend of mine said once, you decide every day who is it you want to be, and those clothes essentially turn you into that person. I do not want to be someone in circus pants in a sweater that has seen better days and shoes that probably, I mean, look, I was walking in these shoes in the park the other day. A rat ran across the path. A rat, giant rat, wasn't looking where he was or she was going, hit the shoes and kept going, and probably the rat was disgusted at the state of these running shoes. So they are rat-rejected running shoes. Poor guy, he hit me pretty hard. I hope he doesn't have a little rat concussion. Anyway, so here by this beautiful lake, dressed like a circus blueberry or something, I have brought along one style element, and that is a fedora. I've decided, people, that Savvy Girl Melanie is a hat wearer. I bought this fedora. I bought Deborah one. I bought myself one. I bought her one in sort of a matte pink, and this one is brown. Bought them a couple years ago. They were half price at the paper store. The store, I think it's called Paper Source. It sells fancy cards and whatnot, and they had two fedoras on sale because, you know, cards and writing paraphernalia equals fedoras. And I have a giant head. Deborah has a giant head. I bought them. Apparently, Deborah's head is slightly more giant than mine. It did not fit her, so I got them both. Score. Happy birthday, Deborah. Also, me. So I've decided that I am never going to be parted from these fedoras, that I am now a girl who wears a fedora. So that is going to be one of my style elements, and I'm going to hopefully build the rest of my outfits partly around this fedora. I've noticed, I don't even know what I'm getting at. So for other people, often, our neighbor, for example, she always wears this really dainty jewelry, and I had always thought, I don't wear clunky jewelry, but I wear sort of general jewelry somewhere in between, not really expensive things, but, you know, little dangly earrings with garnets or Swarovski crystals or things like that. But she wore this dainty jewelry, and I thought, you know what? I want to be that girl who wears dainty jewelry. Unfortunately, I am not built as daintily as she is, and it didn't really work on me. So I guess it's not just about the style elements, it's about making sure they work with you. It's also about stepping outside your comfort zone now and then, hence the fedora. But it's also about being comfortable, because Melanie doesn't do well in heels. I look great in heels. I have to say it. It makes me look... I'm short. I'm 5 feet tall. I may be slightly under. I'm short. And it's mostly my legs. So I've got these really short legs. And heels just make it better. However, I don't like mincing along the street. And I have not yet. It doesn't seem to matter if they're expensive or if they're cheap. I have not yet found a pair of heels that I can comfortably walk in for longer than an hour. Or usually 3 minutes. So despite certain friends of mine insisting that I practice in heels, it doesn't make a difference. They're not comfortable. So I guess that is unfortunately something that I cannot integrate into my style. Sorry, there are two ducks making sweet duck love. And I thought he was drowning her, but apparently it was consensual. Anyway, so go ducks! And I know there's a movement now for a lot of people because so many clothes. You go in stores, you go in H&M, you go into Ann Taylor Loft, and a lot of the clothes there, they're built to be temporarily worn and then thrown away because they don't last. The materials aren't good. The clothes grow about 7 million sizes between putting them on and taking them off at the end of the day. It's happened to me a lot. I have gone through a lot of clothing this year because I buy a tank top and then it basically falls off itself by the end of the day. And clothes shouldn't do that. It shouldn't just be how they look. It also should be how they're constructed. And I know there is a movement nowadays to have fewer clothes and have that be your core wardrobe. And it's better for the environment. It's better for you. It's fewer things around. And those are all good things. But the problem is, it isn't always about how much money you spend on clothes. One doesn't always know what are the pieces of clothing that will work, what are the pieces of clothing that will last, and it is a bit of trial and error. So, for moving to Montreal, I'm not sure what I should bring. A few pairs of pajamas, a few pairs of socks. I like the idea of wearing really interesting socks, but a lot of my shoes, you can see the socks, so circus pants and socks with foxes all over them sometimes clash in a way that isn't really necessarily flattering. Ever since I re-pierced my own ears in Prague a couple of years ago, I'm a huge fan of wearing earrings. Not heavy earrings, because I have seen firsthand, it hasn't happened to me, but I have seen with my own eyes what happens when one's earlobes stretch so much that they break into two pieces, and some things you can't unsee. And so, not heavy earrings, but earrings, and I'm a big fan of a scarf or a wrap. Keeps you warm, keeps the cold off of your voice, essentially. And I guess I'm still trying to define. Well, it's been all morning. I've been trying to define what I would like to have as my personal style. And I think for people that's worth thinking about a little bit. I know that it's so comfortable to wear lounging clothes, and that's fine. But also, going out dressed really well, it does elicit, whether it should or not, it elicits a different reaction from people. It reflects one's personality as an immediate visual, and first impressions are important, and whether we like it or not, what you wear does define who you are in a lot of situations. So I'm not saying dress better, I'm saying dress for who you are. And I think it would be interesting, and I'm interested to see how people's reactions are different depending on how I choose to define my style. So I guess we'll see. But meanwhile, I'm in the park, dressed as a circus blueberry in a fedora.